A founder of the Māori Party, Dame Tariana Turia, says it looks as if National has given up trying to attract Māori voters. The new opposition leader, Todd Muller, is under fire for putting only white faces in his top 12. Dame Tariana worked with National under John Key and was the Minister for Whānau Ora, as well as Associate Minister of Health and Housing. She told our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch, Mr. Muller's new lineup is deeply disappointing.
It highlights for me that here is a political party that I thought valued the Māori voice. In fact, we worked very closely with them. And it's very disappointing to now see that in 2020, there is no Māori voice on the front bench. They have some very good Māori MPs. I can think of Hariti Hipango, somebody who I know personally, and I know it is her first time in Parliament, but she's been a lawyer for years. She's very bright and intelligent. I don't know what kind of person they're looking for.
I know Shane Retty is another person who's been named as someone who could be much further up.
Oh, absolutely. Shane Retty is absolutely outstanding. He has done some really great work in the health sector. He's a doctor, very competent. Now, I think that part of the problem is that they look in the mirror and only see themselves.
What do you think it speaks to about the new leadership?
Yeah, well, I don't know, because I always had a lot of time for Nikki. I knew her, of course. I didn't know the leader, but I certainly knew Nikki really well, and she was always exceptional to work with. So I think part of the problem is that, you know, at these times, they tend to look inward, and they think that their voting public is not generally Māori. So that's how they'll be looking to influence, is by choosing people who they think will influence their voting public. And isn't that sad?
People have made the comments before that this is no longer the party of Bill English and John Key, or that it's a different party than it was when it was in government.
Well, I think that generally they have struggled since both John Key and Bill English left. And, of course, Bill was an exceptional person. He was very inclusive. He understood the significant issues that Māori people faced. I'm not quite sure where they're coming from, but I do think it's election year. You know, hey, one thing I know about politics, that everything is about votes. And if they think that the Māori vote is not going to go their way, are they going to choose any Māori people to be in their top 10? Doesn't look like it.
That's Dame Tariana Turia speaking with RNZ's Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.